Welcome to Good Morning Monaco, produced by news.mc. Here are the top stories for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. The future of the Monaco Grand Prix remains shaky, whether we like it or not, as contract negotiations between the Automobile Club of Monaco and Formula One have not yet led to any solutions. Now, His Serene Highness Prince Albert has directly intervened in these troubled talks, claims longtime Monaco resident and 2016 F1 World Champion Nico Rosberg. The government said on Tuesday afternoon that five residents are among 11 patients currently being treated for coronavirus symptoms at Princess Grace Hospital. Two patients, non-residents, are in intensive care. The long-term partner of a Ukrainian woman who had been staying at the Monte Carlo Bay Hotel has appeared in front of Monaco's criminal court, charged with assaulting his partner, local French language daily Monaco Matin reported. Wine production in France is expected to rebound this year from frost-hit output in 2021, although deepening drought may curb volumes, the country's farm ministry said on Tuesday. Having already hosted PSV Eindhoven at the Stade Louis II in the first leg of their UEFA Champions League qualifiers, which ended in a 1-1 draw on Tuesday, August 2nd, it was the turn of AS Monaco to travel to the Netherlands just a week later. Duly noted, Tesla's full self-driving software represents a potentially lethal threat to child pedestrians, according to a safety test conducted by the Dawn Project. The latest version of the Tesla full self-driving beta software repeatedly hit a stationary child-sized mannequin in its path. A professional test driver found that the software, released in June, failed to detect the child-sized figure at an average speed of 25 miles per hour, and the car then hit the mannequin. Source: The Guardian. Following the massive strike on a Russian munitions dump in Crimea, 200 kilometers beyond the front line in the Russian-Ukrainian war, a Ukrainian government spokesman said that no smoking rules should always be followed. Tonight in Monaco, concert, K3, a Belgian-Dutch girl group with a Dutch language repertoire, will perform on Wednesday, August 10th, from 1930 to 2200 at the Le Square, Theodore Gastaut, one of the series of concerts organized by the Marie de Monaco, and free and open to all. Get the latest top stories from and about the Principality of Monaco every morning, Monday through Friday. Subscribe to our free newsletter at news.mc/newsletter.